Psalm 86, please. Psalm 86. Notice with me, the Bible says, "Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy." And that's what we talked about last week, how God's people just need to really understand how needy we are. And we come to Him weak and needy for His power and His strength and for revival in areas that we've grown lukewarm. He goes on to say, "Preserve my soul, for I am holy." He's saying, "I am separated to you, Lord. Deliver me, protect me, guard my life." And he says, "O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee." He says, "Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily." And that's where we will pick up tonight. This is David making a plea based upon the mercy of God. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight we ought to often come to the throne based on God's mercy, because it is fresh every day. It is real. It is welcoming. It never runs out. God's mercy is always there. And David knew that. He said, "Lord, be merciful to me, and I cry unto you daily." And you know, let's admit it tonight that the best of Christians are in need of daily mercy and coming to the Lord. And so we do indeed cry out to Him. But notice as he transitions, as he goes on to on through the prayer, notice verse 4. "Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul." Hey, you see here that David is praying in such a way that God would encourage his life as a servant. And I, that's something that I desire to be in this life. And as I was with the Wilts, I know that that's what they desire. And if every one of us here were honest, we really like to be encouraged, and we should be encouraged. And that's how we go through life as God's children. We look to the Lord to be our encouragement. And, you know, as he does this, as he calls out to the Lord, I think upon the fact that he gives himself again the title of servant. We know that is a place truly of encouragement, being able to bless others, being able to encourage others. That's many times where we will find our encouragement. And so I think that as we think upon this verse here, he's saying, make glad your servant's heart. I lift up to you. Isn't it a blessing to be in the position of a servant tonight? As I mentioned in a message 2 weeks ago on being elated with what was the 3 points. Let's see if I can remember my own outline. I try to review it. So number one was being enthralled with God's glory. Number two, it was being elated to be in the position of a servant. And number three, it's being eager to serve God in whatever capacity He gives us, and seeing the gospel go forward. But I think that is the blessing that God gives us, to serve Him. And you know, one author put it this way. He said, "The only wages I could desire are the wages of God's favor." And I thought about that. Not that we, again, grace is without earning, but the way that we thought about it, he said, if there was something that I could earn, the only wages I could desire is that, Lord, you would just be pleased with my life, that I could have your favor and your blessing upon my life as I seek to live for you. And as we're servants, you know, that's one of the things that I think will help us be delivered from an entitlement mentality. I can easily get into a rut of being, feel like, well, this is entitled to me. Well, I deserve better than this in some way. You can put that in many areas of life, whether it's a trial, whether it's some way somebody treated you. We can get that idea of, man, I deserve better than this. But honestly, I believe when God's people are experiencing Holy Spirit revival, that spirit is departed. We don't have entitlement mentality. My marriage goes so much better when I do not expect, and I don't have this expectation over the way Joanna should be treating me, or way the kids should be treating me. I'm thankful when they treat me well. And I'm sure they're thankful when I treat them well. Nobody's denying that at all. We should appreciate the fact when we're kind to each other. Amen? I think that should be encouraged. But here's the thing. It's so much better when I don't go into a room or go into a place or go into a relationship or go into a job expecting anything because I'm a servant. Now, it's one thing to say that, but I do believe that when God's people revived, I believe there's just a vibrant servant's heart in each and every one of us. And we find it easier to forgive. We find it easier to give mercy to each other. And it truly is a delight to be around each other when we're living that way. Tyler Gillette said, "We are not doing the Lord a favor by serving Him, but He is doing us a favor by allowing us to serve Him." And sometimes we get this idea that, Lord, we're doing you a favor. And it's the other way around. The Lord is doing us a favor by allowing us to serve Him. Notice with me here in just a couple closing comments. Notice this idea of lifting. Now, the Bible says here, and verse back up to verse number 4, he says, after rejoice the soul of thy servant unto thee, he says, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Now, there are times when our souls or our life can be extremely heavy. And I want to tell you, it's so heavy that we can't hardly lift it. I'm reminded of right now Chloe has this habit or practice. What she's wanting to do is she'll take anything that's around her and she wants to give it to us. Or if you're there, she wants to hand it to you. And it's really funny when she grabs something that's pretty heavy. Like we just recently bought one of these little toys for her. It's got, I don't know what it's called. I got it at the thrift store. And it's got those things that you push the little around the wires and they're all going up and down and you push around. Well, it's really bulky and awkward. And for her to try to pick the thing up, it's kind of funny because she's kind of twisting and trying to get it up. And, you know, as I was studying this, it came to my mind that she was trying to get it up to me, but she couldn't. And you know, that's sometimes how I feel as God's child. I got a burden. I'm trying to get up to the Lord, but I just can't do it. But I'm glad to know tonight that I have a Heavenly Father that sees me when I'm making an effort to lift up my life to Him, a burden to Him, and He comes and takes it. He makes the initiative to come and to take that burden. That's what God does do. But He says, I lift up my life to you, my soul, even as a heavy weight. And even as it says, I lift, we are weak lifters. Okay. Let's all admit it tonight. We are weak lifters. But I want to tell you, God will honor anybody that tries to lift anything to Him because it's a great height. That great height is unto thee. That's where we want to get our life. We want it to be appointed unto Him. We want it to be unto Him. And then notice what it says here. As I lift up my soul unto Thee, O Lord, He is the means of grace. God is going to give us the grace that we need to get through anything in this life. And I want to tell you, folks, we know, and that's why I believe he said at the beginning of verse 4, he said, that's why I can rejoice. That's why he has the capacity to rejoice, because God lifts his life up, lifts his soul, lifts his burdens. And I do believe, as we pray in a spirit of revival, I'm not suggesting one bit that we're going to all be problem free. But I will say this, when people are experiencing revival, the problems do not disappear. But one of the things that happens is that we sense a supernatural lifting going on. God lifts them. And they don't seem as heavy. They don't disappear. And I don't think they're supposed to necessarily, in order for us to have the encouragement that God wants us to have. But there is a supernatural power that we sense that God's lifting them. And I believe that we need that. I need that. And you need that. And so we trust God to take the heavy loads as we seek to lift them up into you. But here's the problem. A lot of times, you know what we do? We try to hold on to the burden. We try to hold on to our life, our issues, whatever's at hand. And we don't lift them up to the Lord. We kind of hoard them and cover them. And instead of just coming to the fountain that's filled with mercy and just letting God lift them. And that's what the Lord wants us to do. Let's do one more here before we pray. Verse number 5. It says here, "For thou, Lord, are good," amen, "and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy," as we just mentioned, "unto all them that call upon thee." I'm thankful tonight that God is good all the time. God is good at giving, and God is good at forgiving. He's good at both, and he does it freely unto us. And some people are so high and haughty that they cannot forgive. But that's not the case of our Heavenly Father. There's never been an issue that God was too high and haughty, or high and haughty where he did not stoop down, as we discussed in verse 1 where it says, "Bow down thine ear." There's never been a situation where God was too high to scoop down and grant mercy. But boy, me and my pride sometimes, can't forgive that. Can't forgive that. That's not our God. Praise the Lord. He never is that way. God scoops down every time in infinite grace and mercy, and extends that fully. What a blessing. The storehouse of forgiveness is ever full. His river of mercy is ever flowing. Let's rejoice tonight in God's mercy. I don't know what's on your heart tonight. I don't know what you're dealing with. But as we approach the Lord seeking his face for revival, let's be reminded that we need to lift our lives up to him. Everything about us, everything that's going on right now, every battle, every burden, everything to the Lord, and trust God to give the mercy that's needed. Amen. So why don't we take a moment now?